Now, here's your host, Bobby Skafish. Let's rewind back to April of 1981. We're at XRT Studios, and I'm conducting an interview with a musician. His band, from Dublin, had just made their stunning Chicago debut the night before, earning two encores. The venue was an XRT budget show at Park West. My guest was bass player Adam Clayton of U2. Now, XRT had been playing the group's early import singles on the Big Beat. The entire station fully embraced U2's first album, Boy, and we've been playing it for months by the time the band hit town. So first time around or not, the Park West audience was fully primed for U2 in concert.
This one's called Out of Control.
We pick it up at XRT with Adam talking about U2's take on the U.S.
We actually enjoy America. We're not here to slag it off or to say America stinks and, you know, they don't listen to good music. We're actually feeling very good about America, and we want to be here, and we want to put that commitment down and work that hard.
I see what you do on stage as potentially transferring over to a much larger situation. The way Bono in particular projected outward, almost outward and beyond, I could see you guys adapting very well to large size.
We prefer large stages because there's sort of the three of us out there in the front, Bono, myself, and the Edge, and we all sort of demand a lot of room. There hasn't been any bands that actually perform, that push out something. Uh-huh. And that's something we feel very strongly about, that rock and roll is a performance art, and you have to perform, you have to put the effort and the energy to get the emotion and the feedback. And in a way, that's quite difficult in a small club gig when people can only see, you know, the top half of your body because the stage isn't high enough and that sort of thing.
Well, you two obviously graduated to those higher stages and bigger gigs, as today they are one of the world's premier concert attractions, simultaneously mass appeal and cutting edge. As for my hunch that U2 is destined for larger venues in the Park West, well, between U2's performance and the crowd's reaction, it's pretty hard to miss. Let's rejoin Adam Clayton as he shares a hunch of his own.
Things are going to change in America musically. I don't think they're going to go on much longer with sort of very strict radio programming and sort of very middle of the road and REO Speedwagon type.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you.
I just think that there is much more interest now in new music. The prejudices have fallen away to some extent, and people now want to hear what's happening.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot more interest, and I think it's going to change in the next couple of years. There's going to be some very interesting breakthroughs.
WXRT,
broadcasting from 93 since 72, and that's 25.